people have seen the gardens, for the, as you say, for the first time this year, and this will be the first winter they have. So, again, enjoy it. That's the main thing, isn't it? To enjoy what you're doing. Don't worry too much about it. So, if you make a mistake, okay, so what? You make a mistake. So, but enjoy what you're doing and take a risk every now and again.
On the whole, yeah. So, I mean, at this time, on the whole, if you're new to it, I would be cautious and let nature be your guide on it. I would definitely cut back if you had any plants that looked a bit sickly, if you saw any signs of a fungal disease, like if there was any white or black mould on them, any rust marks, you definitely want to be tidying them away. Because if you let the leaves fall onto the ground and rot down, all of that fungal spore is going to get into the soil, reinfect it, and reinfect your plants for next year. So you want to clear them away. And anything going mushy, we talked about hostas last week. Sedums were another one that looked beautiful in the frost, but then they do start to just sort of melt down, and there's a risk of them rotting the heart of the plant. So those ones, when you see everything's going a bit meh, cut that up, clear that away, tidy it up. I said, otherwise, let nature be the guide, let it take you through it, because, you know, there is a risk. Most plants, most of the perennials, you will be cutting right down to the ground, but some of them, if you go really hard, they won't like it, and you do risk killing them off. That would include the ones that keep the leaves all year round, like the shrubby wallflowers, the pentstemons, the heuchers, anything with a woody stem as well. You're better leaving them alone, or just give them a little tidy up, perhaps.
My sedums were going a little bit mushy, so what I did, they got quite tall. They were probably about 70 centimetres tall. So I cut them off, and I've used them as a cut flower in the house, and they look lovely. They've lasted about 5 days, not very long, but they're still nice in the house. So there's another way of using your garden flowers. You bring them indoors.
Yes, you can. I said, unfortunately, again, with this weather, it's a bit hard to have anything as a dried flower, because some of the things like those thistles, for example, and, the grasses, they can look lovely as a cut flower, can't they? But not really got the weather for that at the minute, I don't think.
So is that it with cutting back? We know more or less what to do now, don't we? I think so. I think you've got us up to date with that.
I think so. As I said, if you're nervous, just leave the plants until you see any problems forming. But, if you let them die down, then that's going to be a good guide for you next year, because you can see if it died down all the way in the springtime and then popped up again, then we were talking in July about chopping your plants to get a fresh flowering. And you'll know the plant can take that. So said, cautious if you don't know what you're doing. Otherwise, it's up to you whether you want to tidy up now or tidy up in the springtime.
Right, we've made our winter baskets and they're looking good, the autumn winter baskets. I have still got some patio plants in tubs and I don't know what to do. I feel like just chucking them, but I'm not sure. What should I do?
That is my personal preference, to be honest. Unless you're not using all of the pots, in that case, they've got two chances, haven't they? You can go, just shove them off in a corner somewhere, because I've tried in the past, you think, that's beautiful, I'm going to try and keep that over the winter. Mm. And you end up killing them with kindness, not mollycoddling them. So I've always had better results. Just shove them in a corner, forget about them. Maybe they'll come up next year, maybe they won't. But, a lot of the plants, like petunias, they are going to die. No matter what you do, don't even bother trying to stress over them. Some of the others, like pelargoniums, people will also know as geraniums, they're quite nice. You can bring them into the house if you want. I've got a couple on my windowsill. But I wouldn't get too stressy about them.
I've bung the geraniums in the greenhouse, but the rest has gone in the compost. And I'm thinking, we get it back that way. Halloween this weekend. Are you a fan of Halloween then?
Well, I much prefer bonfire night. Yeah. I feel sorry for poor old bonfire night. It's been pushed out by this Halloween. But actually, I always think, oh, it's very American. It's not, fully American. It's a lot of it, it superseded our traditions. So I would say to everyone, obviously, everyone thinks Halloween's now. But of course, traditionally, in this country, jack-o'-lantern, you did turnips. So you've got an allotment, you've got all these vegetables that nobody actually really wants to eat. Carve them instead. Make a lovely face on them.
That is hard work, a turnip. A pumpkin is quite fleshy, but a turnip is blinking hard work.
I think that's probably why the pumpkins took over, to be honest. too many people lopping off their fingers and hands trying to do a turnip.
All right.
Give it a go. If you've got a marrow, you've got a squash.
Oh, that's a good idea. Do a good old marrow. Yeah.
Yeah, try something different.
All right. Hey, we'll see you in 2 weeks' time. We're going to come every fortnight now up to Christmas, because there's not too much to do in the garden. If something important comes up, then we'll get you back on. But we'll see you in 2 weeks' time.
Lovely. Take care.
Thank you, Catherine.